Thank you because of the flow of your fire. It has that no one person will live here the same way without experiencing your fire. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat. Let your fire fall on this sacrifice. Oh, consuming fire, let me burn for you. Let your fire fall on this sacrifice. Oh, consuming fire, clothe me with yourself. I greet everyone this morning in the precious name of Jesus. We're sorry for the slight hitch with the sound. We trust God to look at it and resolve it completely at the end of the service. Also bring you greetings from Czech Republic and greetings from the United States of America Revival Fire Crusade. We'll show you the clip shortly. But in this month of the Word of God, reigning by the force of the Word, and this morning where we are dealing with what you might call emotional diseases or situations, I am looking at the Word and the mind. The Word and the mind. Romans chapter 12 and in verse 1 to verse 2. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's why we just said, let your fire fall on this sacrifice. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Renewing of your mind. Our objective this morning is twofold. Number one, understanding the place of the Word in the mind of man, the Word of God with the mind of man. And number two, understanding how to walk with a wholesome mind. By way of introduction, it's important to know that the mind of man is central to the life of man. Central. And I'll explain that in three ways. First of all, the mind is the junction between the spirit and the body of man. I said the mind is central to the life of man, meaning first that the mind is the junction between the spirit of man and the body of man. So man is three in one. Man is a spirit that lives in a body and has a mind. So the mind is that junction between the spirit of man and the body of man. That is why I said earlier on that the mind is central to the life of man. Secondly, the mind defines the overall well-being of a person. The overall well-being of a person. The overall well-being of a person is determined by the mind. That is why when a person loses their mind, it's almost as if they lost their life. When you are in the village at times and you see some people talk and it's a mental case, or someone will say, it's not well. It's not well. Don't mind him. It's not well. Everything is not in order with him. The well-being, where a person cannot think well, where a person cannot reason well, where a person cannot make the right decisions, they are all products of the mind of man. Thirdly, the mind determines both the dignity and the destiny of man. The dignity and destiny of man. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Dignity can be lost with insanity. That well, nicely dressed person, good, well composed person, all of a sudden begins to behave in very shameful ways because the mind is lost. Destiny can be lost because of the mind. You understand what I'm talking about? The child dropped out of school because he's no longer in his mind. The destiny is being aborted. No job. He can't keep a job because of his mind. Can't stay in school because of his mind. Can't contest or vote even in an election because of his mind. Destiny is eroded because of the mind. Even not as drastic as insanity, but as much as amnesia, where somebody is suffering from forgetfulness, it can affect their dignity and destiny. This man is a professor, but he's having a lot of memory loss, amnesia. He doesn't know his wife anymore. He doesn't know his children, and he doesn't even know anybody, anything anymore. The mind affects the dignity and the destiny of man. But I announce to somebody here today, every negative effect of the mind on your life is hereby arrested in the name of Jesus. You're saying amen, say louder amen. You're saying amen, shout the Lord must say amen. But the Bible said, life can be transformed by the renewing of the mind. We saw that in Romans chapter 12. And in verse 1 to 2, that our lives can be transformed by the renewing of the mind. The Bible also made it clear that the Spirit of God facilitates a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 7, the Spirit of God is the spirit of a sound mind. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. The spirit of a sound mind. Somebody say a loud amen. Now, it is important to understand that there are departments of the mind, and I'll tell you three of them today. When we say mind, what are we talking about? Number one, intellect. Intelligence, understanding. Intellect, intelligence, understanding, comprehension is a department of the mind. What else? Number two, will. Will, choice, decision. The will is a department of the mind. Choice making, decision making. Number three, emotion, feeling, well-being. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling depressed. These are departments of the mind. have a full lowdown of all of them. But I realize that I can't preach all of it today, even though it was prepared for today. So we'll continue next Sunday. So intellect, intelligence, understanding, comprehension, will, choice, decision, emotion, feeling, well-being. I'll deal with those three today. But next Sunday we'll deal with four more. Let me tell you two of the ones we'll deal with next Sunday. Number four is imagination, vision, mental picture. These are functions of the mind. Imagination, vision, mental picture. These are functions of the mind. Number six is memory. Recollection, recall. It's a function of the mind. It is with the mind we remember things that are past. We recollect things that are past. When you are trying to remember somebody's name, the function of the mind. But like I said, there are two more which I'll add next Sunday. Like I said, we'll deal with the first three today. Now, every department of the mind is treated by the word. Every department of the mind is treated and treatable by the word. The word of God has adequate provision for every department of the mind of man. So let us start with intellect, intelligence. Every department of the mind, every dimension of the mind is affected, molded, and positively impacted by the word of God. Every department. The way our spirit man is affected and we are on fire for God, and the way our body can be healthy by the word of God, in the same manner our minds can be in optimal functioning by the word. Now let's look at intellect, intelligence, comprehension. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 13. The word of God provides that the child of God is the head and not the tail. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them, the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 16, see what the Bible says. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have the intellectual capacity of Christ. We have the intelligence capability of Christ. We have the comprehension ability of Christ. We have the understanding potentiality of Christ. If it is possible that Christ is not to fail an exam, and it is possible that nothing is difficult for Christ to comprehend, then nothing is difficult for us to comprehend, because we have the mind of Christ. I was going, it was the year of 2014, to Israel. I was going to preach and I followed, I believe it was Ethiopian airline from here to Ethiopia. And I was writing and walking for the 4.5 hours flight all the way. The man seated by me was a professor. And he looked at me and said, you have been writing from the beginning of this trip till now, till we landed. What are you preparing for? Is it a PhD thesis or something? What is it? So this is more than PhD. I was preparing for a delivery of 30 minutes. By the time it was delivered in Israel, governors, all manner of people were there that day. Somebody said, it looks like you told them their story more than themselves. We have the comprehensionability of Christ. Papa Yedepo wrote an exam some time back and they gave him over 100% until the teacher realized, I don't know, everything is over 100, it cannot be more than 100%. You can imagine they give you 110% over 100. Like they gave you 6 over 3. We have the comprehensionability of Christ. In Daniel chapter 1 and in verse 20, Daniel and his colleagues, the Bible said in Babylon, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in his realm. Kingdom people are designed to be many times better than their contemporaries. Kingdom people are designed to be many times better than their contemporaries. 10 times better. In Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 13, Paul the apostle said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I am equal to every task. I am equal to every emergency. I am equal to everything through Christ that strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Somebody say a loud amen. When we were in New York, I think it was 3 years ago, for a crusade, a revival program, the type we just did in Maryland, a young man was there. He testified how that he was given a task, I believe it was in the United Nations, that was involving complex equations that had to do with erosion control and all manner of things, and he was meant to provide the solution. And he said he saw in the dream of the night, and he saw I was solving certain things, and he took a look at it, and when he woke up, he forgot about it. He didn't remember again until they gave him those equations, and he realized it was the same equation that was being solved for him before he confronted the matter. He went to the physical, solved it. The rest is history. Young man from this church, his mother, I believe, is still in the hospitality department. I saw her in London the last time we traveled. Neurosurgery, went to the United Kingdom for postgraduate specialization in neurosurgery. By the time he was through with the professor in his external examination, the professor of brain surgery said, you know this stuff more than me. Young man from Nigeria, Oyibo white man, is telling him, you know it more than me. That was the covenant brain at work. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You cannot have children that are dull. I remember a young boy some time ago, young man that I knew he's growing up. Okay, attended to him as he knew he's growing up. This boy will take last in the class. He was so uninterested in school that when they are buffing him to go to school on Monday, he will ask and say, when is Friday? In other words, let Friday come on time. Let's go over. Let weekend start. When is Friday? Today he's a star. Smashed his exams. Went through, became a lawyer. And is outstanding in mentally. Because the covenant was applied to him. Somebody say a loud amen.
Somebody say, I am equal to everything through Christ who strengthens me. Lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, nothing is beyond my capability. In Christ Jesus, I cannot fail. In the name of Jesus, I can never fail another time. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen.
Do you remember that young man who went? He was a sound engineer in this church and went to do his PhD in stochastic equations, and he mentioned a lot of long names. Professor interviewed him, one of the dreaded professors in the UK. He sat with him for about 3 hours, he said. One question to another, verbal. He smashed all of it with a brain that was more like electromagnetic. That is our inheritance by the word. The intellect, our intelligence is well handled by the word of God. Number two is will, decision, choice. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19. The Bible said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Choose. Joshua chapter 4 and in verse 15. It says, and if it seem evil to you, unto you, to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether it is the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the floor, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. He said, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. There are four things the word of God does for us where decision making concerns. Number one, the word of God is a book of choices that point us to choices. It's a book of choices. Points us to decisions we should make and decisions to avoid. When you look at the Bible, it's a book of choices. This is the way to go. This is the way not to go. This is the kind of friend to have. This is the kind of friend not to have. It's a book of choices. Secondly, the word of God, we saw that in Deuteronomy 30 verse 19 just now. Secondly, the word of God shows us the consequences of choices. The consequences, good or bad, of the choices of people. It shows us the consequences, bracket, good or bad, of the choices of people. We saw the consequences of the choice of Esau, the consequences of the choice of Jacob. We saw the consequences of the choice of Abraham, the choices of Isaac, choices of Paul the Apostle. So it shows you this is not just the choice, but this is the consequence. Thirdly, the word of God shows us the choice, or rather, shows us the decision-making process. Both of God and of godly people, the decision-making process, how they arrive at decisions. We saw how Solomon arrived at the decision regarding the child that was overrun by the prostitutes. 1 Kings chapter 3, I believe it from verse 20 all the way. How to make choices. How to arrive at the right decision. It shows us. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. I prophesy to someone here today, you will not make the wrong choice another time. Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear the loud most amen? Can I hear amen at the top of your voice? And finally for this morning, emotion, feeling, well-being. It's well treated by the word of God. First of all, man was made in the image of a God of dignity. In Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 27, Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female created he them. God created us in his image. Nothing is wrong with God. Nothing can be wrong with us. God is not depressed. We can't be depressed. God has no rejection. We can have no rejection. God does not fear. We cannot fear. And also in Romans chapter 8, secondly, verse 17. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of God's kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are heirs of God's Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of God's kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are heirs. Joint hair. So, secondly, we share in the same inheritance with Jesus Christ. The same inheritance, spiritual inheritance, natural inheritance, emotional inheritance. No devil could cast Jesus down. No devil could give him the feeling of rejection. No devil. We share in the same inheritance. Finally, Calvary provided a solution for the emotion of man. It provided a solution. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. Jesus went for me. My Savior went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He died to set me free. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. My Savior went for me. My Jesus went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He died to set me free. Isaiah chapter 53. Many times we think that Calvary handled our sicknesses. Our sins, which is perfect. That's the most important thing. Handled our sicknesses, also very perfect. But there is something else that was handled, along with other things that many times we are not conscious of. Isaiah 53 verse 3, 4, 5. It said, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. That's rejection. No, Calvary was an exchange. He experienced the things he came to deliver us from. Verse 3. He was despised. How many of you have ever been despised? Taken for granted. Me, plenty. From growing up, they never gave you any opportunity to fail or succeed. They concluded that you won't make it. You won't be anything. When you are not, when you haven't even started. Are you following what I'm saying? There are many of us seated here. Many people are shocked that you are still as well dressed as you are. They expected you to be coming to them to ask for some money, and you are not doing so. And they are shocked. Human being can know how to look at somebody and despise them. They think that a man's future is written on their face. There are very innocent looking faces that have very, very explosive destinies. That's why you should be careful how you treat people today, because you don't know what they will turn out tomorrow. I saw a man sometime. Two people came to see me. One was like this braggadocious. I'm meeting them for the first time. The other one was almost prostrating. Like, it's a privilege to see you, sir. It's a privilege. This guy that was braggadocious, I greeted all of them. But thought maybe this was his driver or something. That guy lying on the ground, if he writes 10 and put 9 zeros after the 10, the check will not bounce. If he writes 10 and puts 9 zeros, the check will, that's 10 billion, it won't bounce. He appeared despisable. Beware how you look at people and treat people. Container is not equal to content. Most of the time, what you see of people is their container. You don't know the content, what the container is carrying. Jesus was despised. Jesus died of a broken heart. For me, he died of a broken heart. Take your seat. Now look at verse 4. Surely he carried, he has borne our griefs. That thing that they did to you that is meant to offend you too much, he carried it. He carried your sorrow. Passing through life in depression was part of what he carried. Was smitten of God and afflicted. Then the sickness part is coming in verse 5. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace. That thing that puts our peace under pressure, that wants to ensure we don't have peace at all, he carried it. And by his stripes, we are healed. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout a loud amen. Lift your hands and say in the name of Jesus, I refuse to carry everything Jesus carried on the cross of Calvary for my sake. I refuse to carry what he carried. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am free. You believe you are free? Give him a shout of praise. Take your seat. My time is up. But let's take them one by one. He did it together. Look at this matter of depression. Treated by scripture. He carried your sorrow. You already have that scripture. But Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3. He said, to appoint unto them. Now so the media, you are going to give me these scriptures as fast as possible. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. To give them beauty for ashes. the oil of joy instead of depression, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's your scripture, somebody. Joy is your portion, not depression. 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 Psalm 42, verse 5 and verse 11. It says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted? Why are you troubled? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Why are you depressed? Why are you looking down? He said, lift up your hope in God, for he is the help of your countenance. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. He said, rejoice in the Lord. Not rejoice in your car, not rejoice in your wife, or rejoice in your husband, or rejoice in your money, or rejoice in your promotion, or rejoice in your property. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say unto you, rejoice. So it is only when you have placed your joy in God that the devil cannot steal your joy. If your joy is in anybody or anything else, it can be taken. But when it is in God, I rejoice in God. I don't rejoice in things. Nothing makes nothing meaning. I rejoice in God. So everywhere we step in, the climate is charged with excitement. It's charged with praise. It's charged with joy. It is not what you walk out, it's what you carry come. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You are not trying to walk it up and say, let's do something and let's see whether people will be happy. You just came with electricity. Electricity in the air. You just came with electricity in the air. You just came with effervescence in the air. You just came with exuberance in the air. Hey! Mobile excitement. When we landed in America, I was playing a song for my wife and children. And they say, which song is this? I say, I received it while we're coming in the plane. He said, which time did you have? Yeah. He said, flow. On the way from the one coming back. Two
songs. Coming back.
You got to have a song. You got to have excitement in your spirit.
Yes.
If you rejoice in a man, when that man disappoints you, your joy will be lost. Be happy with the things you have and the people you have. But ultimately, let your joy be placed in God. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say unto you, rejoice. Will there be someone here who will give the Lord a shout of joy for even 10 seconds? A shout of joy. A shout of joy. A shout of joy. A shout of joy. In the name of Jesus. Take your place. You sit in the presence of the Lord. Romans chapter 14 and in verse 17. The Bible said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Today, there shall be a knockout blow on the spirit of depression. A knockout blow on the spirit of heaviness. A knockout blow on the spirit of downcastness. In the name of Jesus. Number second thing to deal with here is rejection. The Bible says we have been adopted. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5. We are adopted. We are adopted. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. We have been adopted by God. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6, the Bible said, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. God accepted you. Who is he that can reject you and it makes any sense? You are the beloved of God. I don't care whose behavior you are. God beloved you. It doesn't matter who behated you. It's inconsequential. Inconsequential. Completely inconsequential. Somebody say a loud amen. 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 Say after me today, I reject rejection. Shout it louder. I reject rejection. Look at your neighbor. Say, you have been beloved of God. It doesn't matter who has behated you. It makes no sense. The Almighty God, who owns the heaven and the earth, who owns the universe, who owns the cattle on a thousand hills, who is the most important VIP on the earth, very important God, the biggest, the most high, higher than the highest, that one say, I like you. Then one tiny human being say, he hates you. One tiny rat somewhere say, I don't like him. I don't like his God. I don't like the way he is. I don't. Who go away with whatever you don't like. I don't care for you. Hey! If hatred will kill person, some of us would have died since. Many of you like us. But plenty of people hate us. But they that are for us are more than they that are against us. Do you understand what I'm saying? While you are going to America, some witches are praying. Answerless prayer. While we are going to one village or the other, some people are wishing terrible things. Wishing terrible things. Say, I'm beloved of the Lord. I walk with audacity. I walk with capacity. I walk with capability. I walk with clarity. Hey! Young man, one of the major sicknesses on earth is the sickness of rejection. People moving about like shadows of themselves. Wife rejected by husband. Child rejected by father. Whatever, rejected. They may not say it verbally. They say it in actions. You are not needed. I don't like you. I don't want you. You don't have any space here. I don't like you. I don't want you. The woman was talking to me some time back. See, is something wrong with me? Husband is more at home with other people than her, than at home. I said, nothing is wrong with you. So why is it that am I stinky or something? I said, not necessarily. It's possible that when you are eating food from outside, there may be no need for food at home. He who has mind will understand what I just said. Nothing is wrong with you. Rejection. I told you the story the other day where I saw this young man came in with a group of people to my office. Unknown to me, I placed my hand on his back like this. Touch him. And the way I play with people's beard, and I was doing that. I didn't know what happened to him until he told unto me, he's an angel. He said, I had an encounter with God's servant that changed my life. So I asked him to come. He came. That boy
That man now, boy, as a boy, grew on the street. Father rejected him, mother rejected him. He started sleeping under trailer from the age of 11 on the street. Under the trailer was his house. He grew up with like that, emotionless. He has never shed tears. He doesn't, nothing can make him cry. Cry for what? Nothing makes sense. He said, even if people, uncle die, he feels for nothing. Then he got married in that condition. And he lacked the capacity to love anybody. Because he has never been loved. He doesn't know what it means to love. So the marriage was in crisis. Almost at the edge of packing up. He said, he does good for people, but they turn against him. The rejection followed him from childhood. He said, but most times when he's doing things for people, it's not because he loves them. Because he can't love anybody. He's doing the things whether they will finally accept him for what he is doing. But it didn't work. So when I placed my hand on his back, he said he felt a love that he never knew all his life. He cried from the night till morning after that encounter. And from, mind you, I told you he doesn't know how to cry. Now, the cry broke. And then, in the morning, everything changed. Began to love his wife. Marriage restored. Jobs began to open. He began to see money. This person now could travel for a business or whatever trip and go with 40-something people on his entourage. Fully paid for. You know the cost of flight from here to Ethiopia, Kenya, or from here to London? Everything broke. I shared this testimony in Czech Republic. A white young man met me. He said, that story you just told is my story. So I don't know what it means to be loved. Taller than myself. From Britain. He was crying. I patted, placed my hand on his back. He was sobbing and sobbing and sobbing. He said, that was my story you just told. What you just said. Another man told me, he said the wife couldn't participate in any other thing again. After I said that story. White woman from America. That was absentee father. Nothing. Family zero. That is why I know that so many people, there are people with some money or even work, but rejection. Nothing they do ever appears good to anybody. But this morning I came with a very dangerous mantle against the spirit of rejection. I experienced a little measure of such rejection. Are you following what I'm saying here today? And in the name that is above every name, I decree today, every spell of rejection, every spell of rejection, whether it's from husband or wife, or from father or mother, or colleagues in the office, or boss at work, I declare it is broken. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Say after me, I am too beloved of God to be hated by man. I am too accepted by God to be rejected by man. Say it and mean it. Say, I am too beloved of God to be hated by man. I am too accepted by God to be rejected by man. Shout yes. Take your seat. This is a scripture for a woman. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 6 to 8. It said, for the Lord has called you as a woman forsaken and grieved in the spirit. You are the wife of youth. That is, you married yourself in youth when thou was refused, saith thy God. For in a small moment, maybe you think I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you.
In a little wrath, maybe you think I hid my face for thee for a moment. But with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. And he said, what I say to one, I say to all. Anyone that has been refused and rejected.
You went for visa so many times, they rejected you until you are wondering what is wrong with me. Do you understand? I've had people that effortlessly got visa to America. Then they start looking for airfare. You have money in your account. They refuse you the visa. They suspected. You say, is that money your own? I'm telling you life stories. I have seen people who went there with, and now they got green card. They're living there. They are sending money from home to sustain them there. So you are wondering what is, nothing is wrong with you. Most times the devil is afraid of you. Afraid of your potential. Afraid of what will come out of you when the opportunities that are yours open up. But the fear of the devil shall come on that devil. The fear of the devil shall come on that devil. Whatever the devil is afraid of concerning your life, it shall come on that devil. It shall come on that devil. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat, let's round off right now. And then this is for somebody. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 15. Isaiah 60, 15. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through you. You were forsaken, you are hated. Nobody wanted anything to do with you. He said, yet I will make you an eternal excellency. I will make you a joy of many generations. That is the word of the Lord for somebody. Somebody who believes that word is yours, shout the loudest, amen. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 3 and 4. 62, 3 and 4. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. For thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall your land any more be termed desolate, but you shall be called Hephzibah, which means delightsome. You are a delight, and your land shall be Beulah, which means espoused. For the Lord delighteth in you, and your land shall be married. Somebody shouts yes. Your life shall be a delightsome life, a delightful life. Your life shall be an attraction for your generation. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest believers amen. There were those who thought nothing good will come out of us. In primary two, when I was growing up, I was a bit playful growing up in class. But I had an electromagnetic photographic mind. So I will read the book once. I'm sorry to say, but when they say, read for exam, at that time I didn't know what it means. Because I have read it once and I already know it. So what do you want me to read again? And when I go back to the exam hall, I will give it straight, the same way it is in the book, line by line. So the teacher saw me playing at the back of the class. Say, look at this type of people, don't amount to anything. Little boy, primary two. God, what would this one amount to? That teacher left all the way to come and visit me here for help. The same teacher. That same teacher. Are you following what I'm saying here today? People will change their mind about you. There are some that will swallow their words. Hey! Whatever they said concerning you, that
that is contrary to your life and your destiny. They shall be forced to swallow their words. They shall swallow their words. Shout the loudest amen.
Take your seat and let's finally. All right, two more. Let's deal with low self-esteem, inferiority, complexity. There is connected to rejection. So I won't spend so much time there. Psalm 139 verse 14. Because when you are rejected, you feel inferior. Say, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Fearfully, wonderfully made. Wonderful and is great. I shall get there. Wonderful and is great. I must get there. My future is bright. I must get there. My future is bright. I must get there. Wonderful, colorful. I must get there. Wonderful, colorful. I must get there. My future is bright. I must get there. My future is bright. I must get there. That he says, you are wonderfully made. Nobody can say you are terrible. You are wonderfully made. Jeremiah chapter 1 and in verse 5. The Bible said, before I formed you, I knew you. So you are not an accident. You cannot feel low. If you are not needed, you will not be created. I just said something. What I say. What I just said. If I am not needed, I won't be created. Say it until it enters your head. If I was not needed, I would not have been created. Hey, again. If I wasn't needed, I would not be created. A third time. If I was not needed, I would not be created. A fourth time. If I were not needed, I would not be created. A fifth time. If I was not needed, I will not be created. For I formed you, I knew you. Before you came forth, I ordained you. What are they talking about? God is too big. He's too much of a... He's too much... His mentality is too much to waste his time creating a non-entity. To create a nothing. 1 Peter 2:9. He said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Say a louder amen. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. He said, verse 6, and he has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever. Somebody say, I am a king. Somebody say, I am a priest. We went somewhere in America some time back with my wife to a particular location. And the woman that was attending to me from Asia, my wife said, you are attending to him so respectfully and so consciously. He said, yes, I have to attend to him. She doesn't speak much English. He said, because you are a kung. You are a kung. Your wife treats you like a kung. She wants to say king, but she said queen. But the queen is now kung. So I have to treat you likewise. You know, the way you sell yourself is the way they will buy you. Nobody will price you higher than what you are offering your life. You behave inferior, you are treated inferior. You behave despicable, you are treated despicable. You behave like you cannot be taken for granted, you cannot be taken for granted. The way you treat yourself, the way you carry yourself, is the way you will be handled. Somebody say aloud in that. Say, I carry myself with dignity. I carried myself with honor. I carry myself as the child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout a louder believers amen.
Give the Lord the praise. And then that was Revelation chapter 1 verse 6. God does not create nobodies. Let me run. Number 5 is, or 4 is fear. The Bible treated fear. Psalm 27 verse 1 all the way to verse 7. Psalm 27 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. Round about me, therefore, for will I find his tabernacle, sacrifices of joy. Yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Somebody say amen. Say, I have nothing to be afraid of and nobody to be afraid of under heaven. Say again, nothing to be afraid of and nobody to be afraid of under heaven. Nothing to be afraid of, nobody to be afraid of under heaven. Nothing to be afraid of, nobody to be afraid of under heaven. Somebody say aloud, amen. Psalm 23 verse 1 to the last. Psalm 23 verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Somebody say, I have nothing to be afraid of. I have nothing under heaven to be afraid of. I have nothing under heaven to be afraid of. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Isaiah 41 verse 14 to verse 16. He said, fear not, thou warm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help you, say the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having feet. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and thou shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the wild wind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and thou shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. In Philippians chapter 1 and in verse 26, the Bible said, in nothing, 27, and in nothing terrified, 28, and in nothing terrified, by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. Nothing terrified. Nothing terrified. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Lift up your hands, say, in the name of Jesus, fear has no place in my life. For God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Somebody say aloud, amen. Say, the spirit of fear does not exist in my life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and shout the Lord and say amen. Say after me, I am inferior to nobody. Say, we are inferior to nobody. I was away for the crusade this week past, and I heard that a friend who was going on, where I think an insane man came up to say that Christianity is subordinate to any other religion in this country. It takes insanity.
mental dementia, senile dementia, either insanity or criminality or both, either in the prison or in the asylum. That is where such people belong. Either in the prison or in a mental home. To say that Christians are secondary to any other religion, the Lord rebuke you and your devils. Christianity is not secondary, and no group of religious fanatics will ever make it secondary. Not you, not any political group of people will ever make Christianity secondary to end. If you have sense, take a look around. There is no part of Nigeria where Christians don't exist en masse. Every part of Nigeria, whether it's Sokoto or Maiduguri or Yobe, en masse. For a demon possessed agent of darkness, God rebuke you, rebuke every devil that spoke to you, and rebuke everything you represent. Nobody should take the church in this nation for granted. Don't take the church for granted. Don't take the church for granted. It's a warning to every one of you who think that the church can be taken for granted. If you think you are superior, why didn't you people allow censors all this while? Credible censors. And if you want to settle this, okay, do it with censors. Let everybody tell what they believe in. Then you will be shocked that where you think you come from, there are Christians that are almost dominating in that place. And this is the time for nobody to cower under any pretense. We are agents of the devil. They are not tired of bloodshed. They are not tired of destroying the nation. Ask yourself, the speaker, what have you contributed in the development of a nation like this? What positive thing have you made in this nation other than talking garbage and bloodshed and inciting violence? Shame on you and everything you represent. I was talking about rejection and inferiority, and that's what that brought this in. Nobody should take the body of Christ for granted. Whoever, we have kept quiet and calm for a long time, but in the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. What is in your mind, what you said and what you think has never happened and will never happen. Has never happened, will never happen. We are here, and we are here for a very long time. Stand up on your feet, everybody. Some of these people need to be taken to psychiatric homes. Let them do mental state evaluation for them. Because age didn't translate to anything. Talk garbage to millions of people in this nation who subscribe to the faith of Jesus Christ, and millions around the world, and you think you take us for a ride, you are just a mad devil. It is time for anybody who knows those kind of people to call them to order. And call them to order. And I blame security forces for allowing people to make reckless and useless statements. You allow them still moving on the road. Allow them still moving. Now, don't knowing that such a statement can incite instant violence. That's a man to be quarantined so his mentality can be corrected. Himself and his type. People are
are messing up and destroying the nation. They are walking free of charge and they are talking and they are saying so and so. For what? Who is he? Who is he? And who are his type? Is find out what contribution such devil agents have made to the country. What one contribution? Zero liabilities, generational burdens, blood-sucking challenges. Father, we give you the praise. Well, let's proceed from this moment. Lift up your hands and give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father, everywhere you are, stand on your feet and say, Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercies. Thank you, El Shaddai, Adonai, Elion. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify you. Be glorified in the name of Jesus. Pray after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you because you have made me fearfully and wonderfully made. Thank you, Lord, because I have a mind that is working. I have a mind that is working. Thank you, Lord, because my choices are guided by the word of God. Thank you, Lord, because my emotion is under control. Open your mouth and pray. My emotions are under control.
Hold the hand of somebody near you. What I just said, I've been trying to hold myself until the message finishes, but just exploded. Hold the hand of somebody and lift up your hands. And say, Father, I ask for your blessing, your visitation on every hand, on my left and right. I ask for your visitation on the life of your children. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I ask for your visitation. Lift your voice. In Jesus' name. Hold it. hand of somebody and pray for the nation. Everyone, any nation where you are, pray for it. Hold the hand in agreement. And let's demand that the purpose of God for our nation be fulfilled. Concerning Nigeria, we decree that the agenda of jihadists will never work. Their vision will never come to pass. The Lord begin to bury them alive. Let the earth begin to open and bury them alive, including those who send them, including those who sympathize with them, including those who believe in their cause. Bury them, Lord. Hold your hands and say, Father, we decree Nigeria is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we decree that Nigeria shall never be subdued by jihadism and the agenda of every agent of the Antichrist. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. It will never be subdued. Never be subdued. Never be subdued. Never be subdued by jihadism and every agent of the Antichrist. Never be subdued. Never be subdued. Never be subdued. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. I'm going to give an altar call shortly, and after that, come in for a very aggressive, brutal praying session, and then seal the service this morning. Lift your hands everywhere. Anywhere you are this morning, in need of forgiveness for your sins. The devil has held you down, tied you down, made you feel inferior, and made you feel like you are a nobody. And you got angry with God and decided to live recklessly and anyhow. But you want to return back to God and have your sins forgiven. Anyway, you are, lift up your hands. Those who want to pray that prayer, place your hand on your chest and pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Say, Lord Jesus. Louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the Lord must say amen. Somebody shout the believers say amen.